I will make you fishers of people. Or one translation says, I will make you fishers of men. Think about the old gospel ship. Now, I know a lot of you like boats. A lot of you have been on cruises, and I like cruises. But how many of you have been on a boat or a ship lately? Well, how does it feel when you go on a boat or a ship? Is it exciting? Is it adventurous? Is it exhilarating? Is it anticipatory that you're fellowshipping with other people? Do you feel happy? Do you feel free? Now, I think most people, there's something amazing about the fresh salt air, the wind on your face, the sails glistening in the sun and the misty rain. How many of us like to feel that boat ride? I want to tell you a secret this morning. You're sitting in one right now. You see, the way the architecture of the church was built, it was built upon the vision of a boat. And it was called the nave in Latin, which means ship. So I want you to just to take a moment and close your eyes and imagine that you're on a boat. Your pews are the benches. Above you is the sky, and around you the deep blue sea. And in your hands are the oars. And ahead of you in the horizon, a venture beckons. All who is with you in the boat. Why, Jesus, of course. That's always where you want Jesus, is in your boat. Right there in your boat. Because when Jesus is your navigator, you can get through anything. Any storm, any tumult, any amount of waves, any challenges, any adventure, you will always run into adversities, challenges, and adventures, but you always get the other side where you're going, guided by the winds of the Holy Spirit. Today we're going to take that little trip on the good old gospel ship. Now, I brought one. It's a little small, but the image is the same. Because a sense of adventure that we feel right now in anticipation of what lies ahead on this trip to the old gospel ship, the joy of the salt air, the open seas, the starry skies above. Look at the stars. There they are. The wind and the waves. This is the church's definition of mission and what it means to be an apostle of Christ. Now, many churches in our day and time have forgotten what it feels like, that sense of adventure. Some churches today may feel more like an abandoned shipwreck on the shore rather than a hardy ship on the open seas. But this is who we are. You and I are adventurers. We are seafarers. You and I will discover on the mission into the world to chart new ways of being the church in alien places, with unknown people, with non-Christians and non-Christian cultures. And you don't even need to go too far to find that. We went to see a Disney movie a few months ago now with Lexi. It was simply called Spirit. It was a wonderful animation movie about three young people and their horse. And it was, I recommend it to anybody. But one thing I did find about the Disney animation, for the most part, they have a wonderful, good message in their stories. And I found one from the 2010 era called Mona or Mohana. I don't know how you pronounce it. It's based on some Polynesian mythology. But maybe you've heard the story. But I just wanted to take a little snippet of that story in that Disney animated film. And it's about a young adventurous woman named Mohana who has a desire to go out to sea. But her father keeps preventing her, saying, it's too dangerous, it's too dangerous. Because her father had experienced losses in the past that had made him very weary of the sea. So in response, he cultivated a society that stayed only on the island. And he wanted to be there because it was safety. There was safety on the shore. But gradually, as this took place, the population began to die out. They forgot who they were. Of course, in this story, Moana rescues the people by going out to sea on her own with a few helper friends. And after many adventures, she returns and restores the community and reminds them of who they are, seafarers and adventurers. That's the story of the Church of Jesus Christ today. Discipleship has never been about seeking safety, security, and hugging the harbor. Discipleship, apostleship, is about taking to the open sea, never knowing quite what lies ahead. Embracing the adventure on being on God's mission, an unknown, uncharted world that we live in, and feeling safe and secure because Jesus Christ is the navigator and the Holy Spirit is the wind beneath your wings. Do we know what lies ahead? Do we know when we will succeed or when we will fail? We will do both sometimes. Do you know when it'll happen? Of course not, we don't know when it'll happen. But being the church is about taking risk, and it's okay to take risk when Jesus is guiding your boat. Boats or ships represent a journey, a crossing from one place to another, a grand adventure, exploration. When we become disciples of Christ, followers of God's mission, we become both adventurers and voyagers. We cross over from the restrictions of our old lives into a new life, following the Holy Spirit in unknown places and situations. In this, we're freed. No longer will we play it safe, strategizing our own way and seeking our own solutions. You see, the Christian life is based on listening for the voice of Christ, following the Holy Spirit's call in the places where we're afraid to go. So when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth, Jesus said. And he will tell you about the future. You can find that in John chapter 16. Matthew 28, Jesus said, I will be with you always, even to the end of the world. Now, I like the translation that says, I will be with you always, even to the end of the age of grace. Because the world will never end. We just sang that little song that we sing every Sunday. World without end. Amen. We know it won't end, this world as we know it, because Jesus said he's coming back. And he got to have a world to come back to. But we're adventurers. We're explorers. We are God's apostles. We're voyagers in a mission, fishers of people, if you would. You see, the boat in the ancient Christian art is never tied to the harbor, but it's always seen transgressing stormy, choppy waters. When you go over to the Sea of Galilee, and it's not really a sea, it's a lake, but all the boats are not anchored up to the shore. They're all just out off of the shore. They just, whoop, hello, and they just kind of float and bob, sort of a little bit like with sailboats. Some of the sailboats can't come ashore because of the rudder and different things, so they set out there and they got a tender that they go back and forth from. And when the storm comes, guess where the boats go? They go out. They are no longer tied to the dock because they're seen as transgressing these stormy waters, buffeted but never sinking. The ship is a symbol of the church, and with Christ aboard, it prevails and always comes to the other side. Ships or boats navigate unknown waters, the places where this mysterious deep meets the vast sky. The sea is very unpredictable. It's an unfathomable place, and we are with unknown horizons, and the souls aboard. We just go, and we are safely going through. So the scriptures tell us that the seas and the boat occupy some significant saving stories. Think about it. Noah, Jonah, and the Apostle Paul, who has survived a shipwreck to be safely cast upon the shore. You see, as the apostles, or the disciples and apostles, as voyagers, it gives us a very unique understanding of what the early Christians understood about the mission of the church. Do we have doubts? Do we have fears? Do we have hesitations? You betcha we do. And that's part of engaging in anything new. But the rewards are great. Jesus tells us peace and joy and fullness of heart will go with you wherever you go. The peace that passes all understanding. The scriptures this morning that we read, we see one of several scriptures that show us that Jesus' disciples in a boat. And I want us to notice a few things about that scripture. First of all, disciples couldn't wait for Jesus' return. They couldn't wait for him to stop praying and being with the folks. So they set out onto the lake without him. Jesus had not come to them. The sea became rough because of the strong winds that was blowing. That happens all the time over there on the Sea of Galilee. Wind will come out of nowhere. Just the lake would be perfectly flat, and one of those storms would just come out of that, come down that valley and blow across there, and the sea becomes very treacherous. They were afraid. They were cautious. They guarded the boat. And then they became suspicious and fearful and couldn't move forward. When they saw Jesus walking on the water and coming near to the boat, at first they were terrified. One of the other gospels, we learned that they thought it was a ghost. Maybe it was the Holy Ghost, but they thought he was a ghost coming up there, or perhaps a sea monster from the deep. They didn't know what to think. The sea was a terrifying place for them out there in the dark all alone. One of the other gospel versions says that Peter doesn't even want to let Jesus near the boat or even in the boat because he believes he might be a foe. Only when they recognize who Jesus is do they hurriedly invite him into the boat. And as soon as they bring him aboard, guess what? The winds calm, the storm ceases, and the boat continues on to the other side of the lake, the land to which they were going. So hear the story again. Disciples alone in the boat, stormy, fearful, guarded, isolated. Jesus in the boat, become adventurous and calm and assured in giving direction. The discipleship is not simply a joyride or a cruise, or random risk. You see, true discipleship is when you board the old gospel ship, bound for unknown horizons, navigated by Christ, and driven by the winds of the Holy Spirit. You see, the Church of Jesus Christ, and we're in trying times. We're a little church, and thank God we've been able to survive so far through a lot of different trials and tribulations from 1834 right on up to the day. But the Church of Jesus Christ, not only Bethel, but all of our churches that are preaching and teaching the true gospel, it's time to get your boat back into the water. Don't be afraid. All you have to do is make sure Jesus is in your boat. Just invite Jesus into your boat. The winds are ready. The adventure is calling. God is waiting for you and I to fill our mission as apostles of the risen Christ, the here and now on that old gospel ship. Close your eyes. Grab your oars. Trust the Spirit and get ready for mission. For this is who we are. We're voyagers. We're adventurous. And more important, we're apostles and disciples of the one who sent us on this beautiful mission to preach the gospel.